and are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:05 in the morning on December the 5th. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Indie Guy. It is 7 o'clock, 7:05 on a Monday after the weekend. Linda is on assignment with her parents. Her parents came into town and will be here for today. And they are, I'm sure, doing some kind of planning because they get into this thing in strategic planning for Christmas shopping. But, of course, we have Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Well, you said keep it short.
How was the parade?
The parade was absolutely awesome. A little bit windy, a bit chilly, but awesome. Great entries this year, 114 in entries in all, and the lighting and the effects. And, of course, the two hog clubs just went absolutely over the top with their parade.
The Harley owner floats. Harley owner groups, not the not just, you know, people that raise porkines. These were the riders, and they were, they said they wanted to get back the trophy, and I guess they did this year. They won the platinum trophy.
It was Disneyland on wheels, man.
Well, you know, you can really fix those lights up. What's the weather look like for today?
Well, we've had, so far, we've had wet, we've had windy, and now get ready for cold. Going to have a freeze warning tonight. Low in town will drop into the 30s. Outlying areas will drop into the high 20s. Daytime high in the 60s. Wind's going to continue, and nice clear skies, but pretty cold. Could see gusts still up to about 25 miles an hour. And out at our official weather station for Redding, we have 49 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, Anselmo Vineyards, another great place to go to on the in the evenings and for brunches, and especially on these coming weekends with the weather being a little bit chilly. There's lots of indoor dining there, or they put the heaters out onto the decks when it's a sunny day but might be a little chilly. It's only 12 miles north of Palo Cedro, heading toward I shouldn't say north of it, but it's 12 miles heading toward Singletown, and quick drive. Beautiful place with great ambiance, great food, and the servers are just outstanding. Okay, who do we have today? Well, that's coming in from the Wells Fargo Minute.
Well, this morning it's Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
That's great. Hey, Kathy, what's happening in the world of finance today?
Good morning, everyone. Markets are positive today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 136 at 12,155. The S&P 500 is up 17 at 1,261, and the NASDAQ is up 32 at 2,659. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 17 cents at $5.81, and Citigroup up $1.74 at $29.91. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down one penny at $14.55, and North Valley Bank is down 27 cents at $9.63. Turning to the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there today, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.08%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is trading down $8.30 at $17.43. Silver is up 18 cents at $32.87, and crude oil is up $1.18 at $102.14. That's the market for now. This is Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have the Wells Fargo Market Minute at 705, 805, 906, and again in the afternoon. We like to hear what's going on back there where it's starting. See, you know, I'm always, you know, Bad Bob, oil's up over $100 a gallon, or $100 a barrel, I should say. We have historically high gas prices. When people talk about, and I'm just, okay, just let me take a one-minute rant here. People talk about the recovery of the United States and the economy. one of the ways that one of the things that's hitting us is the cost of oil and gas. It's 60 cents higher than it was a year ago. And it's been like that. Even when it goes down, it's 60 cents higher. We're paying much more for gas than we did before, yet you don't see Congress doing anything about this. You don't see the president saying, let's start drilling. Let's start opening up a couple of these fields. That puts how many thousands of men and women back to work, and it starts getting us off this, needing to send billions, our dependence on the Middle East, when we send them hundreds of billions of dollars, and yet the only thing we get back is a war.
I would submit that it was the spike of gas prices. No, wait, that was the first domino in that whole series.
Well, and it was, and the thing is that it could be handled. All they have to do is say we're going to open up these regions, we're going to start drilling, or really get serious about nuclear power. But no, we're going into the Green Act, relying on technology that has to be propped up, and solar panels we have to buy from the Chinese. There is something wrong with this. It's something that, Obama, I frankly don't think he cares, because this is, higher the gas prices are, the less people drive. The less people drive, less of the, those horrible carbon units that go out. I got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radios, 7:12 in the morning, December the 5th.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Ball. Linda's with her parents this morning out there planning their shopping day. 7:12, December the 5th. Phone lines here 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Okay, let's talk good news here. You remember Robba was doing their second annual salute to the veterans and doing that to raise money, and we partnered up with them to do this, and they raised $4,150, enables them to purchase 415 Robba $10 punch cards for veterans in need of transportation. And starting today, two free Robba $10 punch cards per veteran, $20 worth of transportation, will be available at Robba's downtown terminal on Yuba Street, at the maintenance facility on South Market Street, and the Shasta County Veteran Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street. And, of course, quantities are limited. Veterans are to present a TD-214, a veteran ID card, veteran clinic card, retired veteran card to receive the free passes. It's a great thing that Rob is doing, and the fact that Cornerstone, we did, KLXR, and a number of other stations helped out here with this. And it was something that we were glad to do, proud to do. And now we've got veterans out there going to be able to get around and get some bus service here, but maybe before they couldn't. Okay, here's some good news. Okay, this is the last good news for the day. No, that's not true. Okay, you ready? Let me find it. LSU and Alabama are playing for the BSC championship. I assume that's football. The Raiders get whipped on, but they're now in a tie for AFC West. 49ers are in the playoffs since the first time since 2002. And Tiger Woods has a comeback victory. There you go. There's your sports. There, Bad Bob is over there chortling. What are you chortling about, Bad Bob?
Well, it's quite the news headline that Tiger Woods won a golf tournament.
Isn't that horrible? You know what? That's what happens when you get involved with wild women that aren't your wife. And speaking of that, Kane. Let's talk about Herman Kane.
Oh, man.
Herman Kane, who left the race Saturday after the fourth or fifth woman came up to say that she had, this one said she had had a 13-year affair with him. And it's got an article in the paper. You read about it. Kane says, I didn't have a sexual relations with this woman or a sexual, sexual experiences with this woman. You know, kind of like sounded a lot like Bill Clinton. But Herman, there was, the first one's coming up saying, he looked at me, or he said, why don't we do this? Or he put his hand on my knee. I'm not even sure one of them even said that. Guess what? A guy's in business. He's powerful in this. He says things that could be misconstrued. I mean, I say things that could be misconstrued. I know Bad Bob does. I've had to bail him out twice. But the thing is that when you have somebody, but there were several of them, okay, you can still kind of get past that. But then when somebody comes up and said, I had a 13-year affair with him. And then he says, I was paying her rent and her car and all this. And he asked me to get rid of my dog, which is probably the final step in the breakup. So anyway, Herman Kane on Saturday announced he is not running. But they're saying out of Atlanta today that they're reporting that Herman Kane is going to endorse Newt Gingrich today. It said Gingrich just added a media availability to his schedule in New York on Monday. And Gingrich praised Kane while he himself was in New York over the weekend at a town hall event. So I know that Ron Paul and Michelle Bachman were trying to get Kane's endorsement. But we'll see what happens with that.
Can't say much about his judgment or his morality, but by gosh, I can certainly salute his stamina. Holy smoke.
What exactly does that mean?
I mean, you run a business and you do all this stuff on the side. I'm lucky to be able to run a business and without any of these distractions. It's crazy.
Well, maybe you don't get involved in those distractions.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is, okay, I have a couple of minutes here. Gun owners, hunters, it's coming. You remember how where the condors fly, there is no lead ammunition, because they said that they eat animals that are killed, and then they eat the lead, ingest the lead. A recovery program aimed at restoring the California condor to much of its historic range across the Southwest has been hampered by dozens of deaths linked to lead from the remnants of hunters' bullets, wildlife officials say. Half the roughly 130 condors released since 1996 along the Arizona-Utah border have died or vanished. Lead is the number one problem with the program. Well, let me ask this question. Is that just the dead ones that they said? I mean, if they vanished, how do you know lead was a problem? How do you know that they just weren't, roadkill and somebody took them off?
All right,
they ran into a power line, or they ran into one of the windmills that go up there.
I don't know, because I am seeing more turkey vultures than I have ever seen in my entire life this area.
Don't they eat lead?
I would assume they eat the same stuff the condor does.
They said in 2008, California Department banned lead ammunition in 15 counties considered condor territory. But many of the ranch owners ignore the directives, and some said because they believe they have a right to shoot what they want. And lead consumed is the number one cause of death in condors in California, biologists say. What's coming. Here it comes. Just stand by. It's like the fishing. It's like the water. It's everything. Some condors are dying because of lead poisoning. Some have disappeared. Let's just put them all down as to being lead is what's caused it all. Well, how do you prevent that from happening? 136 condors, half of them are dead. How do you prevent that happening? You do away with lead ammo. This is where they're going to go. This is where it's going to. Do away with lead ammo. And that way, the condors will all come back. There will be no problems. So the next point, I promise you, you're going to see is our legislators in California and other places is to do away with lead shot, which of course then has a huge impact on the ammo industry because it costs a lot more, and even some of the weapons you shoot. You can't shoot steel out of them if you have older weapons in some cases. We'll talk about that. We've got to take a break. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Got Enjoy Magazine on today telling us what's happening in the month. We always have a good time talking about what's new with them. Got a couple other surprises for you. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew at Northern Lights would like to thank everybody for ordering your kerosene early. And for those who did not, we're delivering as fast as we can. Call in now and get on Danny's list. All of our drivers are working every day getting caught up. Ricky and Johnny have been very busy in the heater department. We have a lot of new Toyo heaters and wooden covers in stock, so come on by and let us show them to you. When it's snowing, raining, the last thing you want to do is split stack or haul wood. So just sit back in the chair, turn up the heat, and wave out the window at our delivery drivers. They love the attention. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you still like talking to real people, pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. California Auto Repair at Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars. A great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:23, December the 5th. Her parents are in town, and that's the assignment, you know, being with her parents, which is great. And I'll run out of here after the show, and we'll have breakfast, and then they can head on home. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting with our chat pack here. It's just filled with people. Sharon War. Oh, my gosh. And Angel and Fargan and a whole bunch of people, Max. It appears there's a new bill titled the California Opportunity and Prosperity Act. Have you heard about this one? Would enable almost 1 million illegal immigrants to live and work in the state without facing deportation. A story in the Sacramento Bee has reported. Assemblyman Felipe Fuentes, Democrat. Did I say Democrat? Let me say it again. Democrat from Selma is behind the legislation. I hope this shows Washington, D.C. that if they fail to act, California will take a lead on this critical issue. Fuente said in a statement. He filed the measure Friday and needs to gather 504,000 voter signatures. Can illegals vote?
Well, it depends on your point of view.
Well, wait a minute. That's not an answer. What do you mean? It depends on my point of view.
That's a Democrat's answer.
You're either. I mean, if you are an illegal alien here illegally in the United States, can you vote?
They're not illegals. They're undocumented. Aren't you keeping up with
the DC? I know. Undocumented travelers that are lost.
Yes, yes.
That's right. So you don't know the answer. Why don't you just say that? Just say it. I don't know, Carl. Or you're not even going to answer me now. All right. According to the Sacramento Bee, Fuentes described the act as a moderate, common-sense approach, while Tim Donnelly, a Republican from Twin Peaks, described it as an attempt to skirt the law. There's a proper process for coming to this country. Why don't you respect that? For them to qualify for this act's benefits, illegals, they must have lived in California for 4 days, pay a fee to administer a program, speak English. The state reportedly could get more than $300 million in new tax revenue if the bill becomes law. I cannot understand why. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You know why they're doing it. It's control. It's a control thing. It's the same thing that they've done with the DREAM Act. It's the same thing they've done to make sanctuary cities within our state. It's the same group of people that wants to build a railroad, a high-speed rail to nowhere. I mean, it's the same group of people that will cut off money to open a veterans home in Reading and a couple other places, but yet will give money to people here illegally. They're Democrats. Democrats, you need to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with what you're doing, but you don't see that happening. They are Democrats that are doing this. They is not Republicans doing this. It is Democrats doing this. Democrats are not bad people. Why do some of them, though, believe that they have got to take over our thinking, what we believe in, and do away with that? You know, the people in California went, you know, that were against Proposition 8 went berserk. The people spoke. And they have, ever since then, they have fought, they have identified people, they have ruined businesses, the whole thing. And yet, you know, when you see something that happens like this, when they take votes, they don't let other votes get out of the committee to keep our borders, you know, strict. To make people have a citizenship card or go do an e-verify or to do anything. It seems like we want to go over on the other side. And this latest one, it takes 504,000 signatures to make this happen. I bet you he'll get them. I just bet you he'll get them. And then what happens? Then we have to try and defeat this as one of the initiatives in November. This is just something else that's going to come aboard. That, oh, California takes the lead in the green power. Well, look what that's doing for us. Business a day leaving California. One of the reasons is high, the high cost of power. I don't, you know, and in the middle of all this, you've got Jerry Brown's approval rating. His job approval rating has nudged down. It's dropped 2 points from September to 47%. You know, now that surprises me because I thought that it was his popularity rating was much higher than that. And it's the percentage of voters who disapprove of his performance went up to 36. So job approval down to 47. The ones who think he's not doing a good job up to 36 points. And now you're getting ready to have other more. You're going to get into bigger budget cuts. And the including the automatic spending cuts in service areas, including schools. That's what we were talking about Friday. We're talking about now is when they have those automatic service cuts, school bus transportation for most students are going to stop. That's right. They're going to stop. We're going to come back here. We're going to hit the news. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. Talk about six or seven other subjects here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is December 5th. It's 50 degrees out there. Join us after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, positive news from Europe is boosting the markets here in the U.S. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel appear to be in agreement on European treaty changes. The two have been working to overcome differences on a series of proposals to force more budget discipline among EU members. They will present one final plan during Friday's summit with EU leaders, who will then vote on it. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 150 points. Shares of Dollar General on the rise after topping Wall Street's expectations during the third quarter. Earnings for the discount retailer rose 34%. The company raised its full-year guidance and plans to open up more than 600 stores next year. And Entergy plans to spin off its electric transmission business in an effort to increase its financial flexibility. The nuclear power plant operator expects to get more than $1.7 billion in gross cash proceeds in its merger with ITC Holdings. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Tis the season of some assembly required, so stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store this December for holiday savings on select tool sets, like the Crescent Brand 128-piece tool gift set, only $49.99, or the Gear Wrench 5-piece universal ratcheting wrench set, just $29.99. Napa Know-How! Now you can get something for everyone in the family, including your car. Offer expires 12/31/11 while supplies last.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by. And even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank. 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite. Our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Largent team, and I would like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we talk about everything real estate. It's well established that amateur hour is over. It's time for professional. You deserve the best. You deserve a superstar. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we answer all of your real estate questions. Brought to you by Jeter Built Construction, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:35 in the morning, December the 5th. It is 49 degrees out there. I want to remind you about Reeves Across America this Saturday. at noontime, Wreaths Across America is where they put a wreath on every one of the gravestones, every one of the markers out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. It begins at 12 noon, December 10th, at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery up in Igo, off of Gas Point Road. It's a great thing. It's going to have a ceremony. Linda's going to sing. So I hope to see you all out there. Our guest for this next segment, and we're always happy to have them here, is Deanna Gunther, and from Enterprise High School, and she's the president of the Music Boosters. And you're talking about the Victorian.
Yep, we have the Victorian dinner coming up, a tradition at Enterprise High School. It's our 24th year, so we're excited to be here this morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, you know what? It's we've got to have you back again here, you know, soon.
Okay.
With all the kids.
That would be great.
That's where we had a mix-up in our scheduling there, and they didn't say to bring the kids. We always have the kids, or we have set up things, and we love to hear them sing.
Now, is this the group that performed at the Christmas tree lighting?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man. Awesome.
Yes, and they'll actually be performing at different events throughout the community before the event next week, so we're excited that they're out there sharing the Christmas songs.
Well, tell us about that. Tell us how they got organized and what's going on with them.
Well, this is the Victorian Dinner. It's our 24th year at Enterprise High School, and it's actually a really fun show where we take our dining hall or our cafeteria and we transform it into like a British manor. We serve a four-course meal dinner, and the kids serve and sing, and they do a really fun British play, and so it's a lot of fun.
Okay, and when does that happen?
It starts actually December 12th through the 17th, so next week, Tuesday through Saturday.
Every evening, right?
Okay. The doors open at 6:15, and our dinner starts at 7.
Okay, great. And then they sing at other places.
They do. They'll go out through the community. I know that they'll be singing, doing some caroling for the Mercy's annual Snowflake Ball. They'll be upstairs doing some traditional caroling for them. And they just kind of go out throughout the community and support the Christmas season.
Oh, that's great. So how did this all start?
Well, it started about 24 years ago, so I wasn't here then, but the music program just decided to do something fun and different, and Deborah Devine is the coordinator of this, and she works closely with Dan Neese, and they just have been doing this for many, many years, so kind of a fun way to raise a little bit of money for our music program to help support the kids.
Well, which we need, because there's been lots of cuts.
Absolutely.
In the programs, and it looks like there's getting ready to be another big round of cuts here.
Absolutely. That's what we're excited about, though, is that the community supports our kids and keeps our programs viable. If it wasn't for their support, they wouldn't have the programs. And I have to say, Enterprise High School has a fantastic group of volunteer parents, and that's what keeps us going.
Well, that's great. And okay, now how much do the tickets cost?
The tickets are $35, and again, that's for a four-course meal and entertainment that you will just laugh. I ask the kids, they say, "What's the theme?" And they say, "We can't tell you because it's a surprise." But you'll hear fun accents and you'll laugh. And there's always a moral to the story, a really good moral to the story. And all I really know is it's about a family. So that's what they wanted
great.
Us to
that's
put
great.
A little
word up. Yeah, Bob, you've seen them before, right?
Well, I heard the ensemble at the lighting of the Christmas tree on Friday night when I was down there videoing it, and I was just astounded. Great music and it really set the mood with that with the Victorian costumes and the music.
Well, that's what we think. You know, and all we've heard is how great they are. So we're going to try and get down there. So how do they get a hold of the tickets? So?
Well, actually, you're welcome to call Enterprise High School, and that number is 222-6601. Or we have a ticket chairman who you can call at 355-3084. Again, 222-6601 or 355-3084.
That's great. And the children range from, students range from freshmen to seniors?
Freshmen to seniors, yeah.
And every year you have a fresh group that are just, you know, can't wait to get into it.
Right. There's 120 singers and lots of different music, so it really touches a lot of our kids.
120
Over 120 singers and instruments in authentic Victorian costumes.
Well, I didn't know it was that big.
Yes.
I mean, I knew it was large, but I didn't know it was that big.
It's huge. We have the actress, we have the bands, we have servers, we have all bunch of, we have carts where Victorian people sell little ornaments, and
so that
it's
sounds
a lot of
great.
Fun. It's a great, great, great
Well, I
day.
Tell you what we're going to do is then, we're going to set you up again
okay.
As soon as we can, and have you bring in 10 or 12.
That would be great.
And then we can hear what they're singing, because we've had different groups in here, and any time that they can sing, it's just wonderful. Okay. Their voices are just, you know, fantastic.
Perfect.
So, okay, our guest has been Deanna Gunter, and she is the president of the Music Boosters out at Enterprise High School, and so much to be proud of that group out there with the Victorian Christmas carolers.
Right.
Did I get that right? And dinner. Okay, we'll talk about this again, and we'll set up a time after we take this break about you to bring in some of your group there so we can hear them.
Great.
All right.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot. Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Casino, your Monday Night Football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Plus hot seat drawings for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink an appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on 5 screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:45 in the morning. Yeah, walking on sunshine. Linda is visiting with her parents this morning, and it is December the 5th. It looks like 48 degrees out there. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hello there, chat room. John Dixon just rolled in, and we'll get to you all in a second. These are pretty good subjects you all talking about, but this program is brought to you, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. An educated person has more choices in life. That's exactly right. And Jeff Wirst, the owner, does great work. He does outstanding work. If it's just a little ding, those little like little half moons in your windshield, and up to cracks up to 24 inches, 2 feet long. I had one that was 12 inches. It cracked and went right to the 12-inch mark and stopped. He repaired it, and you can't even see it. You can't see the crack. What can I say? Jeff Wirst, owner, veteran, Redding Crack Master at 3208 South Market Street. And his phone number is 530-241-8373. It's a, you know, it's cold, and you put that hot heat on your windshield after it's been sitting out there all night. Those little cracks all of a sudden get bigger. Or if you got a little crack on your windshield and the water gets in there and freezes, guess what? You now have a spider web.
Is there another kind of heat besides hot heat, sir?
You know, Bad Bob, I'm going to put hot heat on you here in a second. You know, start this. You never say it when Linda's here because you're afraid of her. Okay, let's talk about, you know, here, you know, we've got all, you know, I was had this list of other things we're going to talk about, but you know what, chat room, you got me going here. They're talking about the fact that if you're declared a terrorist by our country, and you, like in this case, it's an American that decided to put the turban of terrorism on and joined Al-Qaeda, and they went after him and got him. The question is, should he have been just captured and given a trial? I imagine if he was captured, he'd be given a trial. They're not just going to execute him like that. But can we target terrorists that are American citizens that are fighting in another country against our country and make it blatantly clear? Now, do you see that as something? I mean, we do that, and everybody cheered when we got him. But is that kind of a scary start down the slope type thing that if you have somebody like who heads up the Neopolitano? We haven't heard from her lately. She must be getting ready to launch something really huge at us. When she said veterans are terrorists and, you know, Christians, right-wing Christians are terrorists, could be terrorists, you know, and all these other things. It depends, I guess, on one, how they label you, in the sense of labeling you. Does Holder and Obama have? Can they say, okay, you know what, these people out here that banned interracial? Okay, first of all, you know the church that banned interracial couples from coming to the church. They voted out of a 40-member congregation. 9 voted to ban them. 6 voted against it. Well, the chaplain, the head, or the one that runs the organization there, I guess, the minister, he avoided the whole vote and said it was stupid anyway. They can't vote for things like that. But it was stupid that it actually got to that point. Why didn't he just stand up and just say, "Well, this isn't counting. We're not going to count this vote." But he didn't. He waited till this terrible, terrible thing happened, and then. And then had to get help from his higher ups in the church hierarchy, instead of saying right then what you just did was wrong. That is not the way, you know, that's not the way God and, you know, Jesus Christ believes, that you hate people like this because of their color. My gosh. But anyway, but you go into that. But so then you say that those people are terrorists. At that point, can you go after them? Can you attack them? Can you arrest them? Is that what we're saying? Or does it have to be in the sense that they have taken up arms against the United States and they're in another country and they advocate attacking our country? They have attacked our country. At that point, have they lost their American citizenship? The answer is yes. How do you lose your American citizenship? You join another military organization and take a vow to protect their constitution, if Al-Qaeda has a constitution. Once you do that, you have lost your citizenship. So at that point, you may be an American, but you're not a citizen. That's what I believe. If you take up arms against this country, you have lost all rights that fall under the Constitution for you as a person, because now you are attacking this country. So you're no longer a citizen. It's simple. And anybody that, you know, you can write all over it. You can talk about it, but it's true. Once you attack this country, you've lost your rights as a citizen. At that point, anything goes. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
We're doing good.
You know, it's interesting to me, the subject, because I could think of a couple senators that we could probably fire some predator missiles at, because Didn't some of them go to enemies of the United States of America and give them help?
Yeah. You know,
during times of conflict?
They have. They should, you know what? You know, you could go back and just say that, you know, what Jane Fonda did. Okay, you ready to start back in the 60s? You can say what Jane Fonda did was an act of war.
Jane, right, absolutely.
Was an act of war. She went there. She gave. She brought supplies to the North Vietnamese. She got her. She was used for. She was used for publicity purposes, putting on her little Viet Cong helmet, sitting behind the anti-aircraft gun. Are you kidding me? That was treason. But see, people don't realize that. No, it wasn't treason. Well, why wasn't? What's your definition of treason?
I mean,
she was just misguided.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I am terrified of the slippery slope we're going down here, but I honestly think that a lot of people ought have been hung or shot by now who haven't been, and most of them are in Hollywood, like Jane Fonda you spoke of. I mean, it's just ridiculous that so many people are just doing things that 100 years ago would have just got them hung.
Well, it would.
That's my 2 cents.
Okay. Well, you know what? Your 2 cents is worth as much as my 2 cents are.
Have a great day, guys.
And tomorrow will be worth less. So, okay. Thanks a lot, Jake.
Got to love that inflation.
Right. That's it. Inflation hops right in there. Okay. You know, we got people. Okay. The people are really rolling here on this about, you know, I am not saying anything about the government taking away our rights. Yes, they do. They intrude everywhere. They intrude everywhere into our right to live a free and productive life. You're absolutely right, chat room. We're talking about somebody who's taking up arms against our country. At that point, guess what? You're going to get a drone flying around and a rocket up your butt. Got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, 7:51 in the morning. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot. Linda's with her parents this morning, getting some final hugs and kisses and whatever girls do with their parents. 7:55 in the morning. It's 49 degrees downtown. Looks like it's going to be a nice day today. It's December the 5th. If your electric bill was due on the 3rd, you need to pay today. Otherwise, you're late. And remember, taxes are due. Your property taxes are due on December 10th. which means the 12th goes at 10th, so Saturday. And for somebody just called in, when, you know, December 7th in 2 days, of course, is the Pearl Harbor anniversary of Pearl Harbor, of the attack on the United States that began World War II. And there will be a ceremony, and it's usually down at the county courthouse. But we're going to get more information. If somebody knows exactly when it's going to start, please give us a call. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have great coffees. It's cold out there. Go to Espresso Joe's, and the baristas there will serve you just the best coffee in the world. They've got, like, Jack Frost coffee. They've got all the different kinds for the holidays. They've got great presents. Great presents for the coffee lovers in your family. And then, of course, you can walk into that humidor where you can pick up just outstanding cigars for presents for those who enjoy a cigar. That's Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley. Okay, we were talking about people that lost their rights. You know, should a terrorist who is an American citizen who declares war against Americans, against the United States, have the same rights as an American? And I said no. As soon as they attack, as soon as they take that vow to support that other military group or political group that attacks this country, then they're no longer a citizen. And so by that, don't worry about it. They're not a citizen any longer. However, citizens of our country who have not, you know, they're here, they may be taking stands against the government that the government doesn't like, doesn't make them terrorist. You know, you go back to Ruby Ridge, you look back at some of the religious, you could call them cult figures, that happened down in Waco, Texas. You know, should they have all been killed and everything destroyed? No, there was a much better way of handling that. And guess what? Holder was in that organization that did that also. So, you know, yes, there are clear definitions of what of how you lose your American citizenship. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying about the government getting into your business. Yes, you know, you look at the Patriot Act and all the things that are going along with that, that the Obama administration has done nothing but strengthen. Another thing that Obama said he was going to change, Guantanamo Bay, that's never gone away. Frankly, I don't think it should. I think you need to keep some people there. The only problem is that they're getting obese because they're being fed so well and their lifestyle is so much better. The you know, you look at the different things that affect our country. And, you know, in reality, the Constitution, our Constitution does protect us, as John says in here. It's there. We need to have due process. And you're absolutely right, John. It's due process for American citizens. If you forfeit that, then you don't get the due process anymore. That's my argument on it. And can your citizenship be taken away without due process? That's a good question. You know, can you declare somebody a non-citizen? You are no longer a citizen because you disagree with the government that's in power right then. I don't think I've ever seen that happen. Have you seen that, Bob? That the government can just declare somebody a non-citizen?
Yeah, I think part of the problem is that people want blanket solutions to these things, and there are none, of course. These are extremely unique cases.
They are. You know, how many times have you seen that they've attacked, that they have gone after and attacked Americans? But look at, you know, the situations we're in now. Where where we were 10 years ago, now starting our 11th year of war, when we get into this. But, and I'm trying to follow the chat room because there's a great discussion going on there. I mean, you know, people are going back and forth on this, but, Yes.
Larry Lee's just called in. Sorry to break in. Larry Lee's called in. He said that the Pearl Harbor remembrance will be 9:50 on Wednesday morning. Of course, that coincides with 7:50 Hawaii time,
great,
which was the time of the attack on Pearl Harbor. So the word gets out.
9:50
in front of
the courthouse for the December 7th of Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. So you asked, you heard. It only takes a little while here. Okay, what are we at? Okay, Enjoy Magazine is coming up next. We're going to be talking about things that are a little bit happier about the Enjoy Magazine, one of the premier publications of Northern California, if not the, that you can take a look at that at this professional magazine and just, you know, there isn't a page in there that isn't great. All right, we're going to take a quick break here for the news, come back with Enjoy Magazine's Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday, December the 5th. You've got 20 shopping days left until Christmas, guys.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Birthday cards, bills, pills, magazines, DVDs by mail, all affected by a money-saving slowdown at the Postal Service announced by its VP for Network Operations, Dave Williams.
It'll generate a projected net savings annually of approximately $2.1 billion.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live at a post office in Chicago.
Chris, this Chicago woman says her husband gets all of his prescription medication through the mail, so she may have to make some calls to keep it coming on time.
With the prescriptions, the insurance company will only cover it every 30 days. So I don't think they would give it to us early, so that might be a problem.
This will be the first time in 40 years a stamped letter won't be arriving the next day. Chris?
Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Supreme Court is taking the case of some Secret Service agents and turning down an evangelical church in New York City. Live in D.C.'s Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
Now, the High Court will hear arguments from Secret Service agents hoping to be shielded from a lawsuit filed by a man they arrested at a Vice President Cheney event back in 2006. Stephen Howards was arrested while telling Cheney of his opposition to the war in Iraq. Agents say he touched the Vice President. Howards says he didn't and was denied First Amendment rights. The Supreme Court is rejecting a case from an evangelical church in New York City. The church wants to overturn a city ban on after-hours religious worship at public schools. Federal appeals court upheld the city's separation of church and state policy. Chris.
Thanks, Jared. The security budget for the 2012 Summer Olympics in London doubling to $1.6 billion after security reviews found what they had wasn't enough. The new plans call for thousands of soldiers to join 10,000 hired security guards for the Games. On Wall Street, the Dow up 145 points on news of more economic cooperation in Europe. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now.
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Price is good through 12/10.
The deals are sizzling this winter on John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools during the Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing or choose hot cash back offers. Either way, you'll save big. Get to your John Deere dealer now.
Offer ends January 31st, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
For great deals and service on legendary John Deere equipment, visit Valley Truck & Tractor at any of our 8 North Valley locations today or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Of State Hillary Clinton's in Germany at a conference on the future of Afghanistan, Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
We want to build Afghanistan into a stable, democratic, and prosperous country.
The plan is for American combat troops to be out of there by 2014. A New Jersey man accused of throwing his 2-year-old daughter into a creek strapped in her car seat is in court this afternoon. Arthur Morgan III's charged with murder. The toddler, Tierra's maternal grandmother, Michelle Simmons.
I don't understand why he took Tierra from us like that. He had no reason. And that baby truly loved him.
He'd picked his daughter up from her mother's house about 20 miles from where her body was found in a park 2 weeks ago. He was arrested last week in San Diego and agreed to return to New Jersey for his trial. Most people who'd lost electricity to high wind in Southern California last week should have it back today, according to the power company. But those Santa Ana winds are supposed to pick up now through tomorrow afternoon. 50 to 60 mile an hour gusts. That has some red flag wildfire warnings up in some areas. Some belts still a little tight from Thanksgiving with Christmas parties on the way.
Time for some holiday health tips. It's possible to be realistic about indulging. First, don't skip meals. Studies show it only leads to eating more than you planned. Don't eat relatives' treats for fear of hurting their feelings. It will cause you more guilt when you step on the scale in January. And lastly, don't be too hard on yourself. If you overeat or skip the gym, you won't instantly gain 10 pounds. We'll have more health tips throughout the holiday season. House Call for Health, I'm Colleen Kapp on Fox News Radio.
NASCAR News. Kurt Busch and Penske Racing are breaking up. Busch won 10 races for Penske since joining the organization in 2006, but he's become known for his frequent meltdowns on the team radio. Two crew chiefs have left the team in 3 years. Not clear yet who's going to be driving that number 22 Dodge. Busch admits he's been seeing a psychologist. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, December the 5th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. Get in there and join the chat room, as so many have. You know, got in there Sharon War, indie guy John Dixon. Sunny, Happy Feet. Oh, a lot of people in there. It's 48 degrees right now, and it's going to be a good day, isn't it, Bad Bob?
Matter of fact, going to be a little on the cool side today. We're going to see a high right around 60 degrees. Overnight lows, we got a frost warning for the valley. Could drop into the high 20s. And the wind will continue dying off throughout the day. But right now it feels like 44 degrees. We have an actual temperature of 49. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, thanks a lot. Anselmo Vineyards, music and everything up there. 474-5546. Before we get to our guest, the creators and the people behind Enjoy Magazine. Let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, you know what, Elizabeth? It's Monday, and I'm dancing.
Do you have Happy Feet?
Happy Feet. Happy Feet's one of our people here.
I know. The chat room is amazing this morning. People really need to jump onto that.
Well, you know what? It gives a lot of, you know what? Every day it's a different subject, or 12 different subjects. And, you know, this was really good today about how much, what are your rights under the government?
So, under the Constitution.
Under the Constitution.
It's wonderful. Anyway, before you move on to your guest, by the way, I love that magazine. It's like, I can't believe it came out of Reading.
You know what? You know, I hate to say this. I mean, really, because I'm sold on Reading, and I see so many great things about Reading. But you're right. When you look at this magazine, you could drop it in San Francisco.
Easy.
And people would look at it and just have no problem thinking it was one of the, you know, one of the premier magazines right there.
I mean, the quality of it. I mean, down to the quality of the paper. It's amazing to me.
It is. I mean, and you look in there, and the quality of the writing, the photography, and everything. I mean, you know, I don't mean to just, because we're going to be talking to them in a minute, and they're sitting here turning red. But to have somebody just call in and say this, it is absolutely true.
Yeah, he did not pay me, so you know.
Well, you know, we had 12 issues of it sitting up on our front desk.
Yeah, and I've actually collected the copies over the months.
Was that, I mean, you could probably sell them, like, you know, bind them up like Arizona highways.
Get rid of them. They're so beautiful. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I digress. Just wanted to let people know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight.
Okay.
As always, we meet at 2570 South Bonneville Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock, and we're going to have Sheriff Tom Basenko in tonight. So, good opportunity to find out a lot of things about his budget and how that affects his ability to protect the citizens. He'll talk about realignment, I'm sure. You know, the prisoners being released into the communities out of the state prison. So it's stuff that really matters to everybody. So I encourage people to come out.
Yeah. It seems to me that we're hearing a lot more sirens lately.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else is hearing that. James Massad is here, and he's in Yvonne. And they're both nodding their heads. It seems to me I'm hearing a lot of sirens. And you know something I haven't heard in a long time, but I've heard 4 times in the last 2 weeks was the sound like a pump.
Oh,
like
yeah.
a gunshot.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, that's kind of strange. You know, I haven't been hearing that in a long time. And then,
part is, in some countries, that's very common.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's part of daily life for a lot of people around the world.
Yeah. Or down in South L.A. But not in Reading.
No.
Okay. So Sheriff Tom Basenko, he's going to be there at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. be there or be square.
Okay.
Elizabeth, have a great week.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Elizabeth and Aaron have a great show called We the People from 8 to 10 on Sunday mornings. But right, you know, before we get into, before we go to our guest here, we always go to our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 148 at 12,167. The S&P 500 is up 20 at 1264, and the NASDAQ is up 42 at 2669. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 21 cents at $5.85, and Success Factors up $13.48 at $39.73. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 19 cents at $14.75, and Bank of Commerce is down 5 cents at $3.22. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has increased the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.09%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is down $3.30 at $17.48 even. Silver is up 23 cents at $32.92, and crude oil up $1.20 at $102.16. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much. Kathy Lathrop Cummings from the Wells Fargo Advisors here with the Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. And we're going to take a quick break here. We come back, Yvonne and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine will come back, and we're going to go through the whole enchilada here. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
You've been town, and it's at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Are you ready to drive off in a brand new 2011 Nissan Cube? Come down to Wind River Casino and play the Cubalicious Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Nissan Cube. Over $70,000 in prizes up for grabs, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double entry bonuses. Win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, December 29th, where you can drive off in your very own 2011 Nissan Cube. For more information on Wind River's Cubalicious Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning with her parents. Hey, you know what? Estate, granite, and marble. What can I say about them? We had the opportunity to stand around a fire pit this weekend that was done by Estate Granite and Marble. And you can't believe what great work that Mike Huber does. He and his men, Newt do. He has prices for all levels. You know, if you think, oh, it's way too expensive, well, you know, you need to give him a call at 241-7866. and just, you know, and talk to him. He'll come out and take a look because he can give you a deal on just about anything that he's doing, and it is such quality work. It looks great. Here's a piece of granite that he polished and made into a fire pit with, a, you know, propane gas. And it is just beautiful with glass beads or glass shards in there where the flame comes through. Just absolutely beautiful. You need to, you know, and you're looking at a way for, you know, bumping your house up and just the appearance. And you don't have a lot of money, but this is just a great way of doing it, or putting that marble or granite inside your house.
And it's not just installing marble or granite. It is really, he's a designer.
Mm-hmm.
He does custom work. And we sell some of his cutting.
We have his cutting boards,
his
granite cutting boards in the store.
You're right, and in fact, I have one of them, and it's beautiful pieces of work, and it's a great Christmas present, and Enjoy store.
And the fire pit, you know, he advertises in Enjoy, and he's a very good friend of ours, and he also, you know, here's a testimonial plug. We have a small 1942-46 home down in the garden track that we've been redoing, and so not only is it just a new construction, but it's on, you know, enjoy the place that you live now. You know, economy is one way, but you can do small things in your home to really spruce it up, and one of those things is to do a transformation on your countertops. And it's a small kitchen. It doesn't have to be big and elaborate. We found a slab that was reasonably priced, and he worked it out, and we did a small bar. We knocked down a wall and did a small bar, breeze through, and kitchen countertops, and it's fantastic.
You can do fireplace mantles. I mean, there's so
it's
many
everything
applications.
You can do, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Our mentioning became a 5-minute commercial, but he does great work, and Mike and Nicole are, you know, they're great people. Mike stands by his work. 241-7866.
And they were late to our Christmas party because of your Christmas party.
They said they didn't want to leave. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, and now we're here. We're introducing our guest, James and Yvonne Masada from the Enjoy magazine. Talk to us. What's in this one? What is in this great issue?
Well, this is our December issue, and once again, it's one of our largest issues that we're quite proud of. Again, we have another beautiful cover. We have a new photographer. Well, he's not new to us, but this is his first cover, Brett Christensen, and we're very proud of him and it. He does great work, and it's just a real nice,
tradition.
Warm, traditional cover. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a mother and a daughter dressing the tree. So
who was the lady? I think I know her.
She's a friend of Rhonda's.
Who?
The one on the cover.
Who is she on the cover? I'm sorry. Well, that's actually in the magazine. Of course, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ask you. I just, you know, I thought you might know off the top of your head or something.
Victoria Canyon.
Yeah.
And her daughter.
Right. Yeah,
Alexis.
Yeah, Victorian. Mm-hmm. Because she used to be, I believe, at United Way, and then a couple other spots here in town that she works, and she's just a beautiful woman. And
yes, she is.
And her child is beautiful.
Yeah, they are. They're exotic.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, our Christmas issue, there's a lot of really great stories in here. We'll go through each one of them. I wanted to point out our lovely editor picture this month. We are at the Sugar Plum Cottage over on Churn Creek, and I just think it's a fun photo. I know you don't have your copy in front of you, so you can't see my shiny little face, but anyway.
They were all taken out of our office already.
It's very festive, and it shows their store, the transformation for the holiday shopping is exquisite. And when we were in there, of course, to get us all in, we had to move things. But what was so fun is when we were moving everything and messing up their store to take this picture, we got to see all the different products. And so it's phenomenal. I mean, behind the counter, behind their cash and wrap is, all these beautiful jars of candy. And it's just, it's a really great place to go.
It is. It's beautiful there.
Uh-huh. So we encourage people to get out and visit Sugar Plum. And in that shopping center, there are also, we have a holiday buyer's guide that obviously is pushing very hard to support local and shop small.
Absolutely.
And there are quite a few other retailers that are actually in that section of our magazine that is there in the shopping mall with Sugar Plum. So take the time and go out and shop small.
Well, you know, we were looking at, somebody said, if $64.
Yep, I love that.
$64 out of what you spend at Christmas.
Which they say the average American spends $700.
$700. Mm-hmm. Which I find, that seems like a lot of money, but, you know, for the average American. But then I guess, yeah, the people do that. But if you spend $64 here in town, local stores, that you can, you know, you can just add, you add so many thousand jobs, you keep so many businesses.
200,000.
200,000 jobs, mm-hmm. and you keep, yeah, nationwide. Mm-hmm. But you keep businesses open, in which we could do here. People just shopped here instead of going online. Mm-hmm. But shop at local business. They have beautiful stuff.
Well, if you want to shop online, do it. But just shop online on a local business.
Yeah, okay. Or so find out the information online and then go to a local business and have them order it for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Recently, American Express did a shop small business campaign.
That was last Saturday.
Uh-huh. And it was highly effective.
Yeah. Oh, great.
We had probably one of our biggest days that day.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's
super.
It's nationwide. Everybody's trying
I
to
think
get
everybody
back to
is.
Local. Yep. Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We have Enjoy Magazine, and we come back, we're going to start talking about your favorite stories. I know they're all favorites. It's like, which is your favorite child? In there. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It is 8:20 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The moon is right. The spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Diamonds. Beauty. Style. Color. Elegance. Fields Jewelers. Traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Freedom is the only thing that means a damn to me.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott, 8:25 in the morning, December the 5th. 48 degrees out there. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are chatting and streaming at KCNR1460.com. A whole bunch of you in there. Happy Feet and Max and John and many, many more. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's got every type of coffee you can possibly imagine. Plus, the baristas there fix it so well. And, you know, they have special holiday coffees. They've got all types of coffee making equipment on sale, and one including that toddy cold press. Yeah, you know, makes that special coffee. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts, of course. Joe and Shelley have supported our community for over 30 years and doing just a great job. Our guest, James and Yvonne from Enjoy Magazine. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's nail these stories down.
A glass of coffee.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to start with a lovely little story that is Wonder in the Wood, and it's on page 19. And it is about a gentleman. His name is Dan Daniels, and he is an amazing craftsman. I love these stories. I am always blown away by people that have the ability to not just make things, but make instruments. I mean, to me, making an instrument has got to be so difficult because it's not, I mean, the tolerances and the ability to lay strings and have a body that, you know, is sound and can produce the quality of sound needed for...
Just being off maybe a micro-inch would make a huge difference in sound.
Absolutely.
And the type of wood.
And the types of wood. And so Daniels opened up his business, which is on Minor Street in Eureka. And it's called New Traditions, Dulcimer and Woodcrafts, and it's in the old American Hotel. And he builds instruments. It sounds like, if you read the story, all different types of instruments, but what he is, I guess, known for is his dulcimers. And they are not, from what I understand, and excuse me if I'm wrong, but they're not like the Garrett Vigor a dulcimer. These are called Appalachia.
Well, there's
Did I say that
with,
right?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Appalachia.
Yeah,
Appalachia.
Yeah, Appalachia dulcimers. And anyway, he can build these instruments, and he's got quite a little story to read about his life and, you know, where he's come. Grew up in Colorado playing folk music and so on and so forth, but had the calling. But what's interesting is that he really works with all indigenous wood from the area. And except for the Alaskan spruce, which he uses partly, I guess, for part of the body, and that's probably because it produces the right tones or qualities. But other than that, he uses trees from around the area that are downed. He uses cherry, black walnut, pear. What is the other one?
You know, this
myrtle.
Kind of thing.
Myrtle, yeah.
This kind of thing is knowing the difference, the resonance that, say, a black cherry would makes as opposed to a maple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both may be fine woods, but one is going to make a completely different sound.
It is.
Very true.
And you think about that,
depending on
the growth rate. Yeah, the growth rate, the composition, mm-hmm. the density of the wood.
Yep, absolutely. So one of the things that I thought was really cool is that Daniel, I guess it says here, I just made 3 flutes from a mahogany table leaf given to me from a piece of furniture that had been in Eureka for 75 years. So here's a piece of mahogany wood that's a piece of a table that somebody provided to him and said, here. And so he just whipped out 3 flutes out of this piece of wood.
I think maybe whipping may not be the right idea, but I think you're right, though. I mean, he took a piece of furniture and made it into a musical instrument.
I think we're finding, too, that recycling is just, I mean, it's taken on a whole new meaning.
Yep.
When it comes to artisans.
Yep, absolutely. So I encourage you to go to his shop up in Eureka and check it out. Maybe
sure.
Even if there's something, you have somebody in your life that is an incredible musician, seeing what it would take to potentially find, you know, some piece of furniture that is part of your family that you're no longer going to need, and see if he'll custom make an instrument for that loved one. And talk
That's
about
a good idea.
An heirloom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or create.
You know, that would be a great idea. You know, that is a great idea.
Yeah. So.
We have like a
couple minutes.
About a minute and a half left. What's our next one?
Go
Go ahead, my sweets.
Fly Me to the Moon on page 29. This is Stephanie Foose, and we've had the privilege of actually hiring her to do a couple of events. She's got the most velvety, beautiful voice I have heard.
She's a jazz singer.
She's a jazz singer. Mm-hmm.
She's a beautiful woman.
Yes.
And she's got a beautiful voice.
She's 24 years old, and, you know, as everybody has their entertainer, singer story, she started dancing in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And then she moved on to, you know, when she got into school, she was a gymnast, and then she pulled a hamstring and went into music. So, I mean,
happens
it's
to the
all
best
about
of us.
The journey. Her.
She was in the Cascade Christmas.
She was in the Cascade Christmas.
Year.
She danced
mm-hmm.
yes,
in
she
that
did.
This
Linda
year.
Linda said, so she,
yeah.
said she saw her.
And really a pivotal point in her life when she was really, you know, just trying to make music is her mother passed away from cancer. And she said after that, she was not afraid. Hmm. She just pushed, and one of her instructors actually told her, just push through everything because she had stage fright. And now, if you saw her, there's no way.
She's
a
pleasure
so
to
confident.
Watch when she sings.
Yes.
She is, yeah.
That whole retro, beautiful sound.
Absolutely.
So, Stephanie Foose, we actually carry her CD in the store as well.
Yeah. So come in, and if you want to take a listen, we have it loaded into our sound system, and we can, on key, bring it up.
Great. Okay, we got to take a quick break here for the news. Our guest, James and Bond Masada from Enjoy Magazine, the premier magazine in the North State, and maybe California. We'll be right back after these messages.
The facilities, postal equipment, vehicles, and employee workforce.
Network Operations VP Dave Williams. Europe dealing with its financial issues.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy says France and Germany are in complete agreement in how to provide a closer fiscal union within the Eurozone. Today's meeting in Paris between the country's leaders is a key step in what is being called a critical week for the future of the single currency. U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner will conduct a whistle-stop tour meeting EU leaders in Germany, France, and Italy.
Fox Business Network's Ashley Webster. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years, right in California.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability,
At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda is on assignment this morning with her parents, 8:35 in the morning on December the 5th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. As so many of you know here, have jumped in. I'm just looking at Sun Gold, Angel, Sharon Ward, Mad Max, John, and Bad Bob's in here somehow. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. They do great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. Take a step back in the time. This is not a salon. This is a barbershop, man's last stronghold. You go in there, Guns and Ammo magazine, Car and Track. Dr. Phil is not on the TV. But it's just a great time. You just go in and it's a good place to wait and talk and then get a great haircut.
Is there a jackalope on the wall?
There's a jackalope on the wall. There you go. It is. There's a jackalope. There's antelope. There is actually even a crocodile head. I'm not sure about that one. And then, there's fish and all this. And then big rattlesnake skin. It's just a good place to go to. I mean, the kids come in. Women come in there and with their kids and the kids get great haircuts and nobody's chased out. It's just a nice place. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest, James and Yvonne Masada from Enjoy Magazine.
Yep.
Okay, what's our next
story? Well, when we left, we were talking about Stephanie, and I just wanted to point out Stephanie Foose, who is an incredible singer here in town. We've used her several times for our events, and she's quite popular. We do carry her CDs in Enjoy the Store. I hate comparing anybody to anybody because musicians are all in their own right. But when people say, okay, jazz, there's a broad range of jazz, who might we compare her to so that people know. She's kind of like what I would consider in the kind of Nora Jones genre. The CD that we carry with her currently, and I think she's in the works of launching or getting ready to launch a brand new CD as well. But there are the old standards. What are some of the songs, like Girl from Ipanema and... just really a lot of fun standard songs that people will enjoy. So really anybody could listen to this CD. It's good quality production.
She's got a beautiful voice. Linda loves listening to her.
Yeah, I
think Linda's booked her a few times.
So great stocking stuffer for somebody that likes jazz and those old standards. You come up, pick a copy up, or come take a listen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway. So Yvonne, what do we have next, my dear?
The next one is called, we call it Them Bones.
And I love that picture.
This is Rob Wolf, who was part of a team that did a show on the Discovery Channel recently.
Right. Yep.
And it was called I, Caveman.
Which
you saw.
Did you really?
I was probably one of the few because it's not like it's advertised a lot.
No.
I saw it.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like it?
yeah, I did. I didn't watch the 2 hours of it, but I watched probably 30 or 40 minutes of it. And the concept is they take 10 or 12 people out of today's living, and they put them in the middle of nowhere. I don't even know where it was, but it must have been like Colorado or someplace because there were elk and everything. Mm-hmm. And they give them the minimum to survive. They give them skins, and then they've got to find their own water and food and all this. And you think that you're real bright till you get out there.
Well, also, he's the author of the paleo diet. So you would think, that he would really have an edge. And he did in that he was, helpful. But it's funny because not everybody was listening to him. They were all kind of coming up with their own ideas.
Sure.
But he withstood the test of time, and he made it through. But, he's the author of The Paleo Solution, which is a really popular diet right now. But he talks about, on day three, well, normally it's 3,800 to 4,000 calories that caveman actually are about, you know, that's what they consume. Well, by day three, they hadn't really had but snails and cattails.
That's what,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, and then day seven, he said his cognitive was still strong, but his body was very, very weak. And on day eight, they actually had a herd of elk came through, and they actually got one of the elk.
Oh, so they did get one. They were hunting the elk, and they got away from them, and they found some fish also.
Right, right.
They had trout, that, but it was, you're right, they were eating rats.
Right. And he said, you know, he gathered his strength, and we hear this all the time from thinking about his wife and his dad. And that was what got him through. It's like, I've got to do this. I've got to make it through for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's
interesting.
Really cool.
It really is interesting.
Yeah.
Which it's on the Discovery Channel, right? And he's right down in Chico.
Right, yeah.
Let's give him a call.
And he said, you know, if you could bring a piece of caveman life into the modern world, it would be that intense social connectivity. Kind of like, you know, families now that all the different cultures that the family stays together, you know, for all the different ages.
The extended family.
The extended family. Mm-hmm. And that's what he says, that, you know, it's that social connectivity that really, really got him through.
Well, they have to rely on each other.
Right.
And there was,
right,
you know, they did this one thing to make water, and it was just terrible. And this woman comes up with a way to make the water filter. They gave everybody water.
Wow.
It was, you know, using grass in a funnel, and I mean, it was really interesting, you know, on how they did it.
Yeah.
Because they put them out there with nothing.
Yeah, a new twist on Survivor.
Oh yeah. I don't know if they vote anybody off, but you know, they don't all get along either.
Right. Right.
But of course, you can't tell how they cut these things and all that.
Yeah. So. Exactly.
It's all in the air.
No, and he kept his what he calls is his atlet. I guess that's the spear that they use.
It's kind of a throwing spear that they had. It's kind of throwing darts, and it's one of the big innovations in Stone Age. It was a way of launching your spear much further, much more accurately.
Right, yeah. And he kept his clothes, but he kept them sealed in a plastic bag.
Get a little aromatic.
Yeah, he said they smell like caveman.
Okay, well, on that one, he smells like caveman in the studio a lot. The caveman bad Bob, why don't you take us out here on a break, and we'll come back here in just a minute. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:42 in the morning. We're talking with Enjoy Magazine in this issue of, you know, just great stories. I mean, ranging from cave people to beautiful singers.
Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment with her parents. And this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. They have been in the same spot since November 20th, 1985. It's a successful story, and they will do all the sharpening that you can possibly want. Bandsaw blades, bimetal blades, abrasive sharpening. You say it. If you've got it, they can sharpen it. They can build it. Give them a call at 530-365-1479. It's the time to be cutting down trees and cutting up all the wood for the winter. And if you don't have a sharp saw blade, it can cause a tremendous dent in your day and a tear on your leg if you have a bad blade there. They're the ones that will take a look at it. Those are the ones that will fix it or sharpen it for you. That's R&B Sharpening, 530-365-1479, 6915 East Side Road, Building 6, right there in Anderson. Go back to Enjoy Magazine and, James and Yvonne. And what's the next one?
Well, sorry about that. I had to step out for a minute. I had a little emergency call from my children's school. Everything is okay, but my son didn't have a lunch, and that is catastrophic in his world.
Well, that's catastrophic in my world. So
I apologize to my wife, too, because I was like, I got to go, and she's looking at me, don't leave me here by myself.
Are you kidding? You and I,
we can
handle this. We talked, we made caveman sound.
So the next story in here is just briefly, I want to touch base. It's called Quilts in the Attic, and it's on page 32. And Sherry Schaefer's Quilter's Paradise in downtown Cottonwood. And she said it's not a fabric store, but it is a shop that's been there for quite some time. And it's for those people that love quilting. And it's supposed to be a great little shop. I haven't been in there. Yvonne and I need to go check it out since we've now recently moved to Cottonwood, and we've made a couple trips to downtown Cottonwood to eat. But we haven't spent a lot of time in the shops. I've actually been there also to the corporate offices of the Holiday Market, which is down there on Main Street, for some business meetings from time to time. But great, supposed to be a great shop. It's serves up the latest in fabrics and designs and trends for traditional quilters. So
this
it's cool.
is another trend, this quilting trend. My mom's actually a member of one of the quilting groups. And it just brings back that whole social side of women getting together, and, you know, they get together, they talk, and they produce these amazingly beautiful quilts.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about a quilt I had made. And for people that's out there that, you know, you're riding, you know, you go and visit places, you ride your Harley, or you go places, you get T-shirts. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go to, you get a T-shirt. I took like 25 T-shirts and gave them to a young lady who made them into a quilt. So now I have a quilt of all these different places I've ridden, different places in the world. And
so she's like cut out the front
part
of the shirt.
She cuts out the front part and the back part, and then she made it into this quilt. And it's beautiful, first of all, but it's also a reminder and kind of, you know, for me about where I've been and all these different, and we can pass this down to my family.
It's a hog blanket.
Yeah, it's a hog blanket. Not to be mistaken with the lady hoggers, but it's motorcycle stuff, but there's a couple other things in there too.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, baby blankets, same thing, or baby's clothes is actually make a quilt
and
give
that.
it. Yeah, because it's
a super present.
Again, yeah.
And then here in the issue, we have a nice double page spread that will show you some of the, you know, beautiful patterns and work. I mean, quilting is really, you know, there are some people out there that, you know, quilting may not be their thing, but the reality of it is, I mean, when I say not their thing, maybe they don't do it, but maybe they don't appreciate the handmade quilt. Quilts are so diverse. I mean, if you really spend time looking out there and looking at some of what these people make, that you almost anybody could find something that they could fall in love with, you know, and put in their home. And a lot of people use them as hanging on the walls, as art, and some of them they actually are functional use as bedspreads or throw blankets and stuff. So if you are a quilter and you have not been down to the Cottonwood area to the quilts in the attic, you know, that might be a good little fun afternoon trip with a friend and check it out, see what kind of fabrics they have there. And
can you buy quilts there, did you say?
I would believe so. Yes, looks like you could do all kinds of things.
Yeah. And it's hard to put a price on a quilt because they spend so many hours on it, you know, so it's...
So a needle pulling thread.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Now I'm going to break out into song. Here we go.
Okay, what's next?
Next one, I like to go to our Get Acquainted section because I love to do a little shout-out for the local businesses. And this one's called The Best Little Sandwich Shop. And it's owned by this couple, Tanya and John. And I'm not using their last names because they're not married yet. They're getting ready to be married. And the really neat thing about it is they have 50 sandwiches on the menu, and then you can create your own. So you can have your own signature sandwich available there. They have gluten-free products, which we have a son with autism, and we have to feed him gluten-free products. So I'm always looking for that next gluten-free place.
It's hard to go out in public and eat and have gluten-free choices.
Right.
So.
And this is a huge trend right now because there's a lot of people with that celiac disease.
My brother-in-law has that.
Yeah, and that gluten is a horrible offender for that.
I wonder what's bringing all that on, you know?
Well, I think it's probably the lifestyles that we've been living probably for the last 40 or 50 years. I don't know, do people used to have gluten problems?
Yeah.
From throughout history, they just call them something else?
Right, they just call them gastric problems. Oh, but it's actually, I won't go into that.
I tell you what, let's take a quick... Why not? We do it a lot here. We're going to take a quick break. We come back and talk more about them and the best little...
Best little sandwich shop.
Yeah. And maybe will. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, James and Yvonne from Enjoy Magazine, the premier magazine here up in the North State, and maybe all of California. Miss a day, miss a lot here.
He took the midnight train going
anywhere. Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All that Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. Hope you're having a great Monday. You know what? This is just 20 more shopping days, men, till Christmas. And we have Enjoy here, and they have the Enjoy store.
Is it 20 or 19?
Well, 20 days makes it the 25th.
Okay.
So I count that as a shopping day.
All right.
All right. The morning, you know, because the 25th starts at yeah. Christmas starts on midnight. I'm sure I can find something out there at midnight, you know, aspirin, maybe a comb if we have to, as I race around here.
There's a number of
here's,
items.
Yeah, here's a quart of oil.
You know, like there's 19 days.
So, but the Enjoy store, I know you were talking about this, but the Enjoy store is, what can I say, is such a great place to shop.
Thank you.
Talking
and
about shopping
we're super
local.
Proud, and you know what? I think the word has finally caught on and out there, and we're having a phenomenal holiday season.
That's great.
And people come in, and you can't imagine how many people we're hearing now that are like, I'm here because I need to support local, but they have that big Made in America push that's going on. And surprisingly, how many people have listened and answered the call, kind of Diane Sawyer has been putting out there as far as that whole buy American. So it's been really wonderful, and we're quite pleased. And we have so many. I mean, and you guys come in, Linda, and you come in a lot, and we have so many new products probably in just even the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we send people down there because here's a chance to we tell our listeners, here's a chance to buy things that are made not only in America but made in the North State, put together in a box.
Crate.
Made in the North State,
a
crate here, boxed up by y'all, and it's mailed out. And you can send it all in the United States with, one, you get a copy of the Enjoy magazine in it anyway, but with all these great things, you know, honey and olive oil and just everything.
Yeah, and we've discovered that there are so many more things that we've recently just put in there. We've got some beautiful natural sodas and ciders that are made here. We also have Sun Bellucci, which are... Asiago.
They have a marinara sauce and
chutneys. Oh, really? You have chutneys? Okay. I really like chutney.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So, yeah, and our crates are fantastic. A lot of people think that it's great, and we sell them almost just at cost, and that includes stuffing and wrapping, which is the stuffing is locally made as well. The crates are made by the oldest steam-driven sawmill in the nation that's still in operation from the 1800s.
My sister still talks about the crate we sent to them.
Nice.
You know, with the things. And you know, we're talking about the magazine, of course, but we need to talk about the store because it's a great place to spend your money.
The stores are
and
extension.
It's quality in there, too.
Well, and there's always a story to tell. I think when you give a gift, it makes it that much more when you have a story behind the products that you can share.
I say this, and it's not to be rude, but what you give is an extension of who you are.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true.
As much as you're giving out of the pleasure of giving, which is a lot of people's love languages, and you're taking the time to select a perfect gift, which shows your passion for that person, it is a reflection on who you are. If you give a gift that just doesn't have any thought into it, you know, that translates a little bit like, do you really love me? Don't you know who I am? So,
did you really think before you handed me that?
I know.
I thought you liked that 12-gauge pump on you.
Yeah.
What do you mean a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
You can tell I'm surrounded by men here today.
So, come on down to the Enjoy store. We're at 1375 Placer Street, right next to the Spoon Me yogurt.
Absolutely.
And we
park
love
in the underground parking structure.
I know people like to park right in front, but it's very busy now. And if you need to, just right, you just cross the crosswalk.
You know, as usual, it's not enough time, an hour to talk to y'all. But you know, I really wanted to get into the into the store because all the great things you have there, and it's a perfect place to shop, and you know, and stay there. You know, I mean, it gives people really a good selection of just great gifts at very reasonably priced.
Yeah, and they are reasonably priced. I mean, I think they are good. We have a lot of people that come out from other areas of California. When they come into the store, especially if they've come from a larger metropolitan area, Sacramento, Bay Area, they come in and they think, wow, you know, these are great prices. So
come
down and get your 50 caliber bullet pin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, and I have one.
I know you do.
Yes, I do. Hey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We miss you, Linda.
Yeah, so do I. You know, tomorrow we're going to have Bethel Church and the organization from Bethel that's running the Civic Center now.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk to them. And also Seven Hills Ranch and Cattle in Selma. We're going to talk to them. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Chef.